Live from Music Row, it is Caregivers with Hope, the nation's number one show for caregivers. 65 million of us are standing in the way of a vulnerable loved one and even worse, disaster. But who's helping the caregiver? We are. That's what we're doing here every Sunday afternoon, and we're so glad you joined us. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 30 years of experience. Not 1 year, not 2 years. Not one decade, not two decades, but three decades of experience at strengthening caregivers now. This is what we're all about. And I've learned the hard way most of everything, so you don't have to. So what is it? I think I said the other day, I said I've had ample time to make every kind of mistake that you can make as a caregiver. And you don't have to make those things, and I'm glad you're with us. If you want to be on the show, the number is 800-688-WLAC. That's 800-688-9522. 800-688-9522. And when you call, you will hear the dulcet tones of the man himself, the Baron of the Board, the Sultan of Sound, the Earl of Engineering, the man who just secured the last delegate needed for his party's nomination, the Count of Mighty Disco, John Butler, everyone.
Can I count on your vote this November, Peter?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, sir. I truly appreciate it. I will be pressing the flesh and kissing babies at the Municipal Auditorium next weekend from 9 to 5, but except I won't be, so don't look for me there, because I don't do that sort of thing.
How are you?
I'm grand, as always. Apparently campaigning. What's up with you?
Well, I got to take a moment here. I got here to the studio, and we are here literally live on Music Row, and this is where we do this thing, and it is a lot of fun, and love being here at the iHeart family. And if you're listening across the country, thank you for doing so.
Yeah, they treat us pretty well.
They do. And I came in here just, you know, eager for the show, and I walk into the studio in the control booth, and there's John. He's sitting there with a plate, not a paper plate, a china plate. I mean, it was a nice piece of, I guess they call that flatware.
Sure.
And
crockery, Peter.
Crockery. Sorry.
Philistine.
What,
oh, my God.
What a crock. But so I'm sitting there, and he's eating steak and lobster, and he has this look on his face that was just priceless of like, may I help you?
I don't know why this is a big deal.
He's having steak and lobster. I mean, this is true. You can't make this stuff up.
I mean, but why? I was incredulous that you had the audacity to show up in my control booth without a coat and tie.
I was almost expecting him to say he was eating with some fava beans. but I...
Good night, folks.
So it was just one of those moments that I thought,
I don't know why you don't expect this sort of thing out of me anymore.
I didn't know what to say. I was speechless for one of the few times in my life. I was actually speechless. And he's sitting there and he's wearing a bow tie and he's sitting there.
I was at the flea market this morning,
and
buddy.
Of course you were. And he was cutting up his steak with his lobster and it was on a nice piece of crockery.
It was. Absolutely. Oh, what is this? This is, it's fantastic. It's,
What is the name of that plate?
It is,
Eternal Craziness?
Illusions by itself.
Illusions. So, I mean, I was floored. Anyway, so that was my experience.
He's not joking around. I mean, that's it's real.
We have dishes on this show. So
who does the dishes? Oh, I do.
Yes, you do.
Well, and chief cook and bottle washer.
It was just one of those moments that I just was, my jaw dropped open, and I have that moment for people a lot. I do that to people a lot. One of my most favorite moments, I think, when I caught somebody off guard was Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, right on.
Go on. And I was on the Today Show with her, and she was being cute and funny, and you know, my wife Gracie is a double amputee, both legs, and Gracie was there, and Gracie wears her legs uncovered all the time, so they're real robotic looking, and she's done that for, gosh, almost 20 years, and just doesn't care, and we have so much fun and laughter and so forth in this, and Kathy Lee tried to join in, and she said, well, I guess you're not a leg man, huh? And without missing a beat, I looked at her, and I'm live on the Today Show,
right.
I said, sure I am. Every night she pops those suckers off, says, knock yourself out, big boy. I'm going to bed. And Kathy Lee Strong just dropped.
And
she was speechless at that moment. And now I know how she felt when I walked in and saw you eating steak and lobster in the booth there. And I thought, well, this is obviously John's doing very well.
I forgot my candelabra. I'm sorry.
If you'd had a piano, I would have played for you.
Oh, thanks, man. I would have been fighting you for it.
That's right. You loved. In fact, I see your common post that you put out there of you working out whatever life hands you on the piano.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, you gave me a good phrase. It's not a catchphrase, but it is something that you regularly say to me, and it's and I hope I get this right. There's nothing on the inside of a man that the outside of a piano can't fix.
Well, that's actually
right?
I borrowed that from Will Rogers.
Oh, eminently quotable. Will
and he
Rogers.
Said, "There's nothing wrong with the inside of a man that the outside of a horse can't fix."
Gotcha. Okay.
And so then we have adapted that for those of us who are pianists, and that's how I do it. So we're going to talk about that a lot today with joy. I mean, we start off with a lot of excitement and so forth in this show to let you know that as a caregiver, yes, it is tough, it is difficult, and you are not bound to that. You don't have to be miserable. You don't. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. I mean, you're as miserable as you want to be. How miserable do you want to be today? And that's where we go. And so I was actually working on something.
Look at you.
I have notes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
Did we do show prep today?
Well, we didn't.
Oh.
You had steak and lobster. I did the show prep. Well, you sit there.
Sorry, just trying to class up this joint a little bit.
You know, it's like, go in there to the studio, do your thing, monkey boy. I'm having a dinner. So
I'm sorry. I don't take it. No interruptions during
trying
dinner.
To class up this joint a little bit. I was finishing up editing my audiobook.
Oh, okay.
I have finished that now, John, and it has been an arduous process. It hadn't been that bad. I just had to sit down and put it all together and edit it and so forth.
And listen to yourself for hours and hours.
And I did. And I was doing this, and this phrase jumped out at me. And that's what I wanted to share. And I thought, this is what we're going to talk about today. And by the way, this enhanced audiobook I've done, it's available right now. And it's not just me reading it. I've woven in all kinds of stuff. Like if I reference a quote from a song or a hymn, I'll weave in Gracie singing it.
Oh, there you go.
And then I've got some special video stuff that I've thrown in, and the entire text of the book, you could follow along with it while I'm reading it.
Oh, okay. So this is the enhanced portion.
It is the enhanced audiobook. And, you know, you would think of something like that. And then I threw in a couple of things, a video thing of how to deal with doctors a little bit better, just as a bonus.
Okay.
And I threw in a PDF of things that you could download and share with friends, like the caregiver's prayer and so forth. All this is in this enhanced product. How much do you think something like that ought to cost?
Oh, I think that I would have to buy at least two of those for $69.95 a piece, but three payments of $69.
But it's not even $69.95.
Oh, really?
It's not even $59.95.
Wait, Peter, you are blowing my mind.
We're going lower. It's not even $29.95.
No, I don't believe you.
It's $19.95, but if you go right now to hopeforcaregiver.com.
Or in like a week.
hopeforcaregiver.com.
Okay.
If you go right now and use the coupon code CAREGIVER, it's $9.95.
Whoa. Okay,
how do we do it?
I'm already there.
Volume selling, that's the key. We're crazy. We lost our lease. Only one of us can afford steak and lobster, and that was John today. But I'm doing this special just as an exclusive offer for $9.95.
And you get to listen to Peter for a good bit, and or in little snippets, as the case may be.
You can download, you stream it on your phone or on your computer, or you can download the entire file. And it is just amazing. And you helped me do this, but it's I love being able to read it and now and give some inflections to it and so forth. So I think and I had a friend of mine that tested it out for me, and his wife has been going through some very serious stuff, and he's been sitting over at Vanderbilt with her. But the problem with him is his eyesight is going down, so he can't read very well. So I had him test it, and he could listen to the audio file, and he said he would just sit there because he would sit at Vanderbilt with her all day while she was going through different treatments, and he just plugged it in with his iPad and just listened to it. And he said it was just like having me right beside him, which I said, well, is that a plus? Is that a minus? I mean, how do we feel about that?
I know.
And
I see you once a week. I think that's enough.
He said it's just like just sitting there having a cup of coffee with you and listening to you share these things. And So I was really quite moved by his response. And so I just want to make this available to folks. It's $9.95. You got a coupon code of $10 if you put in the word caregiver under coupon code. So $10, $9.95. What are you waiting on? I mean, what are you waiting on? This is you're gonna enjoy this. This is a product you're going to enjoy
and
a
where,
lot.
And where could I get that again?
Hope for Caregiver.
Is that numeral four?
No, just Hope for Caregiver, which is the name of my book. HopeForCaregiver.com.
F-O-R.
F-O-R.
Caregiver. Okay.
Yeah. Or just go out to Caregivers with Hope, our website.
Yeah,
that's the name of the show. It's right there on the front, Caregivers with Hope. Just click a button, and you can do that today. So don't wait around on it. Why? Aren't you worth $10? I mean, the stuff that you're...
Well, I think that 30 years of experience is worth a little bit more than $10.
It
is.
Probably
worth some neuroses.
Somebody told me the other day, said, do something and do it with ridiculous value.
There you go.
And ridiculous value. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not even going to dress it up any more than that. It's just ridiculous value. I have put a lifetime into this so that you as a caregiver can stay strong and healthy and look for ways to avoid some of the landmines that we deal with. Today's a great day to start being a healthy caregiver. I mean, why wait? Why wait? You could do this right now. So hopeforcaregiver.com. You can do this. Caregivers with Hope is the main website with all the stuff that we have out there. There's a button. You just click right on it. It is so easy. I could not make it easier. But we're talking about caregiver joy. And that's what brings me to this particular topic here. And so I was listening to a lot of different caregivers talking about some stuff, and I'm going to be speaking this week. And joy for a caregiver is a difficult concept. Because they're looking at such harsh things daily. It just the grind of it. It's death by a thousand cuts.
It seems like there is no room for anything else.
But there is. And I will say this, that joy is, this is from the book. Joy is not the absence of challenges and pain. That's numbness. Gracie could be out of pain today. Now, Gracie lives with a lot of pain. I've seen the x-rays, the MRI. She just had a bone scan this week. She lives with a lot of stuff. She could be out of pain today, but she would be numb from anesthesia drugs. Would her joy then increase? No, she'd be just numb. And I find that I have to daily, sometimes hourly, sometimes moment to moment, remind myself that joy is there even when it's not seen or felt. It's still there. There's happiness. There's joy. There's beauty. Pain and heartache only cloud it. And I got that from Gracie one time, and I said, how do you do this? And she said, sometimes the pain each day can bring clouds the joy that's there. And I wrote that into a song that I later recorded, and I put this in this enhanced audio thing, just a snippet of it, Gracie singing that line. And as caregivers, we have to look at grim and really harsh things. But must we be grim and harsh ourselves? Now, let me put it in a context that may make sense. Gracie is a double amputee. In order to care for her, must I be an amputee? Gracie's
well,
in pain.
Well, that would seem on its face very fair. Well, you know, this person doesn't have this, so why should this person have access to this entire world that the other doesn't?
Yeah, but am I going to be a better caregiver by being an amputee myself?
And no.
And
no,
so the
not.
Question then becomes for you as a caregiver, are you going to be a better caregiver by being miserable? I mean, truly, I mean, how does that help anyone? Yes, I know what we look at is sad and what we look at is hard. And I know there are times when you just beat your head against the wall and you're just pulling your hair out. Look at me. I mean, look, don't let this happen to someone you love. Look at me. Look at my picture. Don't let this happen to somebody you love.
Peter does have good preacher hair, but it is stark white.
And I'm only 30.
Yeah.
I'm Nigerian. It turned me into an old white man. But don't let this happen to somebody that you love. But am I serving her better? Am I caring for her better if I'm just grinding my teeth?
And would she really want to be around somebody who's miserable all the time?
No, she wouldn't. And you know, so if we're looking at grim and harsh things, must we be grim and harsh ourselves? And that's a good question. And as a caregiver, I've learned that even when all of my senses are screaming, and it's a full, by the way, it's a full contact sport, caregiving is. every sense is bombarded. But even when all that is happening, joy is still there. And if I allow it to, it can even hold me as I grieve. And Hope for the Caregiver, that's what this book is about. Hope for the Caregiver is the conviction that we as caregivers can live a calmer, healthier, and John, dare I say it, an even more joyful life, even while dealing with harsh realities. Now, this is a conviction born out of 30 years of doing this. Okay, this isn't...
If anybody could have been beaten down into a morose, sad sack, it would have been you.
And I have seen people do it far less than I have who have been.
Right. Well, and there have been times that...
There have been times when, I have felt that way. But when you start applying some of these tools that I'm talking about and realizing, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to be miserable. I'm sorry what happened to you, but I didn't do this to my wife. I did not make this happen. I can't unmake it. And I'm not going to serve her well if I turn into a Grinch. I mean, it's not going to happen.
So Peter's heart grew 3 sizes that day.
The Whoville. Yeah. And I know that's your favorite song, by the way.
Oh,
your favorite Christmas song.
Absolutely.
But we won't do Christmas songs right now.
I think that's probably a good idea.
So this is what I wanted to start off the show with you today. We've got to take a quick break here, but we got so much to talk about. I'm so glad you're here. If you want to be on the show, 800-688-9522. We got today's special quote of the day. Oh, you're going to love this. Do not miss this. This will make you laugh, but it'll also go one of those aha moments. We've got all kinds of things that we're going to be dealing with today. Don't go away. We got so much more. This is the nation's number one show for caregivers. There's a reason why, okay? Because we're bringing such an enormous journey right to you. You don't have to make all these mistakes. You don't have to live through this craziness by yourself. Isolation is a huge problem for caregivers. We're going to walk with you through it. Hey, I'm Peter Rosenberger. Don't go away. We'll be right back. It does feel good. Welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 30 years of experience to help you stay healthy, to help you stay strong, to help you walk on sunshine a little bit. I know that what we deal with is grim. I know what we deal with is tough. Believe me, I know. 30 years of this, I know. You know, what, nearly 80 operations, multiple amputations, 12 hospitals, 7 insurance companies, $9 million, and it keeps growing, 60-plus doctors. Yeah, I got a handle on that part of it. But I'm here to tell you that it is not impossible to walk on some sunshine in this thing. It is not impossible to feel some joy in this. And if you want to be on the show, hey, I'd love to have you call in, 800-688-9522. 800-688-9522. The Count of Mighty Disco has put down his steak and lobster. He really was. For those of you just joining, and I want to give a shout out to Marlene out of New York City. Hey, Marlene, how you doing? For those of you just joining, when I walked in today, no kidding, I walked to the control booth, and there's the Count of Mighty Disco himself, John Butler, and he's sitting there in his bow tie, and he has a plate, crockery plate, and he's sitting there eating steak and lobster. I was floored. I didn't even know what to say.
You were kicked out for not being appropriately dressed.
I didn't have a coat and tie.
Sorry,
on,
so. I was appalled. Well, the state this city's coming to. My goodness.
Hey, listen,
thank you.
Yes, you are. Bless your heart. And by the way, for Marlene up in New York, just listening for her first time, when we say bless your heart in the South, that is the way to button up the conversation, move on. You can use bless your heart in pretty much any situation. Like, he kills puppies, bless his heart.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do,
don't.
No letters, no phone calls.
No, that was a rough one, man.
Bless his heart, bless your heart.
It is generally used in the South. It can wrap up any conversation, but it's also used as kind of a backhanded
bless his
well,
heart.
But he means well.
Bless his heart. You know, and the other one is, there you go. That's how you close a conversation in the South. There you go.
I have no idea what to say, so I'm going to say this.
There you go. Well, listen, sometimes I like to do a quote about caregiving and something that's kind of one of those, I don't know, revelatory statements about the nature of being a caregiver. John, I have this for you. Ready?
Right on.
Being a caregiver is like looking both ways. Looking both ways, John. Mm-hmm. Being a caregiver is like looking both ways and then getting hit by a plane.
This tree jumped right out of the forest and bit my car.
I heard that and I just fell over. I thought that was so funny.
That's perfect.
It's like looking both ways and then getting hit by a plane. The judges would have accepted helicopter.
Or additionally,
dirigible.
Dirigible.
But that's what it feels like. It comes out of nowhere and just rocks your world.
And you have been preparing for this. Like, let's say you've been in this for I don't know, remember back to your second decade of caregiving, Peter?
It goes into a blur.
Those were such happy times.
Those weren't happy times.
So you've been doing this a while, and you're in the mode of being a caregiver, and you finally got everything kind of, I got a handle on this.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, no.
You don't have to be on edge all the time, but that's the experience that happens. You feel like you got it, and then,
every day is a new day to screw it up again.
Yeah.
Well, and this is what we're talking about on this show, and we're at the bottom of the hour, so we got to take a quick break, and I don't want you to go away. 800-688-9522, but we're talking about how you can survive the crisis du jour, how you can navigate through these things without pulling your hair out. Grab a cup of coffee, or if you're here in the South, grab you a nice glass of iced sweet tea, or even a mint julep.
Oh, I love our Kentucky friends for that, that one thing.
Grab you a nice beverage, sit down, relax, take your shoes off. Help is here. This is Caregivers with Hope. We are the nation's number one show for caregivers. We love having you here. 800-688-9522, and we'll be right back. Way down into the vault for that one there, Count of Mighty Disco. That is, I haven't heard that one in forever.
It's good for your soul, man.
That is lovely. Thank you. We are talking about joy today because as caregivers, look, we are as miserable or as happy as we want to be. We have a choice in this matter. We don't have to be miserable. Now, what we live with is difficult and is painful, heartbreaking at times.
Yeah, what Peter's saying is not an easy thing to just, it's not, just don't be miserable. That's not what we're saying.
It is a path towards joy, and it's one that you daily do. Let me give you an example. By the way, if you want to be on the show, 800-688-9522. This is Peter Rosenberg, and I'm glad that you're joining. If you're just now joining us across the country on iHeart, thank you. Thank you very much. And for those of you here in Middle Tennessee listening on 1510 WLAC, we always love having you with us. Let me go back to this. Being on a plane, if you are on a plane or in a ship, and you put it on autopilot, the vessel is not on course most of the time. About 90% of the time, it's off course.
Yeah, that only works with trains.
Yeah. Only works with trains. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You can use it if you want.
Let me write that down.
Good.
It only works with trains. But you just threw me into a loop.
You're welcome, man.
On a plane or on a ship. Not on cars, even Google cars. It is not on course most of the time. Why? Because the wind, the waves, the air, whatever, it's buffeting the vessel around. And the autopilot is constantly making adjustments to get back to the heading. But it knows where the heading is. That's been programmed in. And that's what we're talking about here today. The heading for us is to be joyful. The heading for us is to be calmer. The heading for us as caregivers is to be healthier people while we deal with something that's not healthy. But see, it's not going to help us if we're unhealthy taking care of something that's unhealthy. See how that works? And so we have to constantly make adjustments. I read my own book. I listen to my own show. Every time I say things to any other caregiver, whether it's through this show or I'll be speaking later on this week in Baltimore, whether I go on television or whatever I do, I'm preaching to myself. I get stronger doing it. That's the whole point of this thing, is we remind ourselves, every one of us is in this together, we can remind ourselves of these things, that we can be more joyful in this thing. We can be healthier in this. Healthy caregivers make better caregivers. And by the way, today's a very good day to start being a healthy caregiver. Yesterday's gone. I can't do anything about that. If you made unhealthy choices yesterday, you know, you don't have to do the same one today. Let's just take it in something very simple. If you binged on Dunkin' Donuts yesterday, and there's nothing wrong with Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm a Shipley's guy.
I'm just a donut guy. I think you know that I'm a donut guy.
Oh, I'm quite aware.
I think we have settled that issue. Yeah. But if you binged on it, you don't have to binge on it today. You can make a healthy decision today. Today's a great day to start doing this. I'm certainly not going to bang you over the head for whatever happened yesterday. It happened, okay?
There are consequences, maybe.
There are, and you know what? You can deal with that. We can be healthy as we deal with those things.
Right, but yeah, you deal with that in the healthy way. And you did this. This is something you glossed over in the second segment, I think. But you were talking about, you came in and read your book and recorded it and did your enhanced audiobook, which, by the way, where is that available?
CaregiversWithHope.com.
Right.
CaregiversWithHope.com.
And it's only $9.99 if you put in the coupon code.
Coupon code is caregiver.
Right on.
And the value of this thing is so crazy. But what did I gloss over?
You glossed over the fact that you came in and recorded this, and you did this entire book again. You wrote the book, and then you edited and did everything like that. But then you came in and did an audio version of it, and you said, I found this thing in there. You found this phrase, this bit of wisdom that really struck you.
It struck me yesterday because I think I've been getting so many comments from people doing it, and I realized that I have a wealth of stuff in this book. Let me put that in context. It's a wealth of things I've learned the hard way. It's a wealth of experience. See, my opinion is really irrelevant. Nobody cares about my opinion. I don't care about my opinion. My experience, on the other hand, is highly relevant. And when you have 30 years of experience in being a caregiver daily, this is just, the grind is going on and on and on. It's not stopping. When you have that kind of experience, you learn some things. Now, granted, I learned slower than most, and I learned the hard way, and I've got the scars to prove it. But I listen to people with scars because I can avoid their scars if I listen to them. I mean, you know, you see a guy, well, never mind. Well, you know, you get the point. But here, this is the quote John is referring to. Now, listen to this. Joy is not the absence of challenges and pain. That's numbness. We think somehow we can't be joyful until we get rid of all the bad stuff in our life. Well, now, when are we going to be perfect enough to be happy? When are we going to get, how much money do you need? How much pain-free existence do you need? How much drama is not in your life, and then you get to be happy? Is that the way it works? See, joy is not the absence of challenges and pain. That's numbness. Gracie could be out of pain today, but she would be numb from anesthesia drugs. That's not joy. That's numbness. And I have to daily, and she, by the way, you know the person who's told me this? Gracie. I've watched her be joyful even though her life is brutal. And she's taught me this. And I have to remind myself of this thing. And she has chosen to be joyful. She said, you know what? I remember when she learned how to snow ski as a double amputee.
I've seen video of that. It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. And I said, are you sure you want to do this? You're in a lot of pain. And she said, I'm in a lot of pain no matter what I do. I might as well have some fun.
Yeah, there you go.
And I thought, well, now, that's a bumper sticker. I mean, that's a life. I'm in a lot of pain no matter what I do.
Do you ever put bumper stickers on her legs? I think you should.
You could have that conversation with her. She'd probably do it, but, you know. But that's a heck of a statement.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in pain anyway. I might as well have some fun. And I thought, okay, because I know a lot of people that when they're in pain, they retreat into themselves. They become hermits into themselves emotionally and physically. That's not what we don't need to do that. That's not healthy. And this show is all about helping you as a caregiver make healthy choices. But it's hard to do that because you're getting just banged around all the time. You don't know which way is up sometimes. I know this feeling. And it's difficult because you're looking at something that is just getting increasingly more difficult, increasingly more painful, increasingly more sad or heartbreaking or anger-inducing, or family members that are not helping the way you want them to, friends that always have an opinion but don't seem to have a willing hand. Ooh, I kind of stepped into that one, didn't I, John?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I mean, I was going to say, it was. I listened to what you were saying. Like, ooh, that was well said. Ooh, that was well said.
Well, you know, that's the truth, though. And so what do we do? Do we just get angry about it? Do we just start reacting and just losing our sense of calmness ourselves? Or is there a path towards us being calmer, healthier, and even more joyful people while we deal with these things? And I say to you, after 30 years, yes, there is. Now, you listen to John and I on the show. We're having a good time. That doesn't mean everything is all hunky-dory in our life. We have difficult things in our life. I deal with this daily. But here's what I'm learning through it, and here's what it reminds me. I don't have to take on that kind of stuff. I can move myself into a healthier place. Now, I can't do it by myself. I've got to have some help. And I've got to have people that reinforce these things in me, because when you get sucked into it, it's like a vortex and it just pulls you down and you realize, wait a minute, I need to detach from this and realize I didn't do this. I didn't do this to my wife. I can't undo it. That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to do the best that I can. Breathe a little bit slower. Take care of myself physically, emotionally, spiritually, professionally, financially, and do the best that I can to put your mask on first. That's what I call the Delta Doctrine.
Not a mask to hide, a mask to live.
Not a mask to just put your mask on first. You're not being selfish if you make sure you can breathe well before you can take care of someone else. Again, put it in the context of legs. If I get a cut on my foot, should I just let it go just because my wife doesn't have any feet? Or should I be a good steward of the feet that she depends upon, which are mine, and see to that, make sure that's properly treated so that it doesn't abscess and get worse? These are the only feet she has to depend on. So what is your loved one depending on you for? Your wallet, your heart, your body, your job. You got to take care of those things. And you're going to have to make some hard decisions with it, but you're doing it for the healthy reasons now.
And sometimes it's going to feel like you're being selfish.
It does feel like you're being selfish, but you're not. Because if you go down, what happens to them?
And they might tell you you're being selfish.
Yep. And you could say, that's what the book is about. Show you how to help with those kinds of things. You don't have to take that kind of stuff. You've got to think of the unit sometimes, and the unit involves everyone, not just one person who's sucking all the life out of everything. All right? Am I preaching to somebody out there? I think I am. Listen, we're going to have to take a quick break, but before we do, I want to tell you about one of the presenting sponsors of the show. When is the last time you went out on a limb for someone?
Well, was that a pun? Was that a pun, Peter?
It was indeed.
You are a punny guy.
Standing with Hope. That is the prosthetic limb outreach that Gracie started when she gave up her legs. She founded this. This is her vision to go and put legs on amputees. And I have a huge shipment of prosthetic supplies that I'm going to be sending over to Ghana. I could use your help with to ship it over there. It's a nonprofit, tax-deductible gift. Standingwithhope.com. We get legs that come in two. A local prison here where inmates volunteer to disassemble them for us so we can use all those little parts, and then we'll buy more materials. And I got to ship it over there. And we need your help right now. You could sponsor a leg for $30 a month for a year. You can do a one-time gift of $350 to sponsor a leg, or you can sponsor $5,000 to help ship supplies over there. Whatever's on your heart to do, go to standingwithhope.com today and help put a leg up on somebody.
And if you've got some prosthetic limbs,
you can send it. Go to standingwithhope.com and it'll show you where to send them to. It's a great day to help somebody start walking. You give the gift that keeps on walking. It's a great gift. Standingwithhope.com. Go out and take a look and see how you can be involved with this today. Hey, I'm Peter Rosenberger. Glad you're with us. We're going to be right back with the final wrap up here. This is the nation's number one show for caregivers, and we are so glad you're here. If you can't listen to this while you're being a caregiver right now, guess what? I'm going to put it out on the website later on tonight. And you can have the podcast of it. You can listen to it at your leisure. You can get the enhanced book and listen to it however you want to. 2 a.m. with all kinds of meltdowns that go on at 2 a.m. Been there, done that.
They're the best kind.
They are the best kind.
Just to savor them.
Had the long conversation with the ceiling fan. Oh, done it. But you can have access to all of this, no matter what time of day it is, no matter what's going on in your life. Just stick your earpiece in your ear and listen to it. Caregiverswithhope.com. That's where everything is. and you can get that enhanced audiobook. Don't forget to put in the coupon code CAREGIVER for $10 off, only $9.95. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Peter Rosenberger. Glad you're with us. You know, thank you for that homage. You know, what a great talent we lost. I just floored by that Keith Richards is still alive and everybody else is dropping like flies. Way to go, John Butler. Sad day in music to see somebody with such talent to go.
That's something that I... We talked about Keith Richards, and I think we really need to be paying attention to the kind of world we're leaving for him. I mean, that's very, very...
Well, welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I don't know who Keith Richards' caregiver is, but anyway...
Well, they deserve a medal.
But John Butler, our Count of Mighty Disco, playing great tunes, a little bit of Prince there. It was we lost some great musicians this year.
We really did.
My all-time favorite was probably Glenn Frey. I didn't see that one coming at all. But anyway, listen, I don't want to go down in that darkness. We got enough stuff going on with us as a caregiver. And if you want to be on the show, 800-688-9522. I want to circle back around to this quote we said earlier today, because I'd like to give a quote out just to kind of put things in perspective. What's it like to be a caregiver? You know, Stephen Wright said that he feels like...
I'm sorry, I don't even know which one it is, but it's going to be great.
He said, you know that feeling you get when you lean back in your chair and you catch yourself from falling?
Yeah.
He said, I feel like that all the time. And that's the way caregivers feel. But here, I heard this quote earlier. Being a caregiver is like looking both ways and then getting hit by a plane. And so that's the reality of us as a caregiver. It comes out of nowhere. How do you do this by yourself? And we've been talking about it today, joy, and learning to make a decision that I'm not going to be miserable with this thing. It's sad. And I've been dealing with just heartbreaking realities. But I also see beauty and happiness and joy around me. And I choose to embrace that as I do these things. And you know, if I'm going to change a dressing, I'd rather do it weeping than with grinding my teeth. And I've done both. And you ever try to push a wheelchair with clenched fist? Pretty hard to do.
Can't steer real well,
can you? No, you can't. You can't do much of anything very well with clenched fists. So why are we going to do this? See, my goal for my fellow caregivers is that one day when we do stand at a grave, and that the goal is for us to be standing at it, that's the deal, okay? They may not make it, but you have to as a caregiver. The goal is for us to be standing at it. But we do so without clenched fists, at ourselves, at our loved one, at God, at family and friends, or whoever we choose to hurl our rage at. Let's let that go. It's not going to help us. That doesn't help us with anything. And we can learn to live more peacefully in this thing. And that's what this whole show was about today, of learning this. And I was doing the editing for my audiobook, which you can get. It's Hope for the Caregivers, name of my book. Go to caregiverswithhoperightnow.com, caregiverswithhope.com, and you can see the button on there to get it. And if you type in the coupon code of caregiver, you can get it for special price of $9.95. I mean, it's an amazing book.
I wouldn't gloss over the enhanced portion of this. So it's the enhanced audiobook. That really kind of means a lot. You've done a lot of work on making this pretty special.
Well, I wanted to do this for caregivers so they felt like somebody was right beside them, a trusted friend. And I experimented on this. I used as my guinea pig a friend of mine who was taking care of his wife, and she's over at the hospital a lot, and he's had to sit there with her during the day, but he can't read or anything because his eyesight is real bad. So I did the audio version of it for him, and he said it was incredibly meaningful to him. Just felt like I was right beside him, just encouraging him and coaching him on, helping him stay strong and healthy, that he didn't have to sit there alone in a hospital chair somewhere waiting outside while his wife was having a procedure. I've done that more times than I can count. I have stood in those hallways and looked down lonely hallways wondering, is she coming back out of surgery? You know, I more times than I can count, I've done this. And I don't want anybody to have to do this alone. And that's why I did this. Hope for the Caregiver is the name of the book. By the way, my book just went to its third printing, John.
What?
I just found that out from my publisher.
I refuse to believe it.
My publisher just told me it's in its third printing. And it's the book that's changing lives of thousands and thousands of caregivers, helping them stay strong, helping them feel connected. I want to leave you with a quick quote before we run out of time, because we're about ready to I saw this today about isolation. Isolation is one of the biggest issues. That's why I do this show, is to penetrate into that isolation so that caregivers can feel more connected.
And break out of your own.
And if you're one of those, this is from my book. If you're one of those caregivers who's experienced a gradual separation from the outside world, today's the day to reengage. Make the effort to jumpstart old friendships and discover new ones. Cultivate healthy relationships and find appropriate ways to connect with the world. It's critical to push back against the isolation. You may feel awkward at first, so take it slowly. Try to avoid grasping the connectivity out of desperation. Instead, enjoy the moment. After wandering in the desert and being parched, it's unwise to guzzle water. Rather, it should be slipped slowly to rehydrate properly. We don't need to pin all our hopes or friendships on one phone call or single lunch. There will be more. That's how we do it. That's how we chart a healthy path in this thing, so we can have joy. We can have meaningful, healthy relationships in this. We cultivate them. It's work, but we caregivers are not, work is not a strange thing to us. I mean, that's what we do all the time. But let's work a little smarter. Let's work a little healthier. Today is a great day to start being a healthy caregiver. Don't look at the past, okay? I mean, if you look, don't stare. Okay, there's a reason why your rearview mirror is a lot smaller than your windshield. Okay, let's just keep looking forward to where we are and dealing with where we are right now. Don't worry about yesterday too much. Let's just deal with today and recognize today you can be a little healthier. I can't tell you how grateful I am that you let me hang out with you on Sunday afternoons. I really appreciate this. And I'm going to put the show out on the website, caregiverswithhope.com. The podcast is out there. And I'll put all kinds of stuff out there for you to go take a look. The book is out there, the enhanced audio. Don't wait. Get it today. I made it ridiculously crazy value for you because I know how hard this is. 30 years has taught me a few things. Take advantage of it. And I'm grateful, grateful, grateful for you. Hey, listen, we're out of time. Chris Latham and the band's fired up. They're ready to go. Count, it goes too fast. What happens?
I have no idea, but I enjoy it.
Well, and I enjoy you.
Well, I am now and always will be your friend.
Thank you, Mr. Spock. Hey, this is Peter Rosenberger. Go to caregiverswithhope.com for more. We'll see you next week.